This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Tri-State's Board of Directors has approved the 2025 budget and rates will not go up. The not-for-profit generation and transmission cooperative will keep wholesale rates the same for members next year. Days are getting chillier. Time to prepare your house for winter heating to stay safe and conserve energy. Atmos Energy has some suggestions. Here's Curtis Paradiso.
Inspecting your meter, you know, at your home, making sure that there's no branches or any type of debris around the meter. Checking your vents in your home to make sure they're not plugged. And there's a list if you visit our website at atmosenergy.com.
Atmos also suggests lowering your thermostat to 68 degrees during the day, 58 degrees when you aren't home. Reduce your shower time. Use the washer, dryer, dishwasher only when it's fully loaded. Close your fireplace damper unless you're using it. Atmos Energy also has rebates for high-efficiency natural gas appliances, energy-saving devices, and weatherization upgrades for Colorado customers. The Colorado Rural Schools Alliance chose the Hayden School District Wednesday to host a statewide event. It was to honor this year's Colorado Legislative Rural Schools Champion. The First Impressions Candidates Forum is tonight. You can hear the candidates discuss the issues of early childhood in this election. Starts at 5 o'clock at the Rout County Department of Human Services building. That's at 6th and Oak and Steamboat. A small section of the Yampa River at Fish Creek is closing tomorrow. It will be closed through mid-November. It's to protect the native mountain whitefish population. There are some signs that will be out. Yampa River Botanic Park is having their annual fall bulb benefit. Buy those bulbs now. There'll be beautiful blooms in the spring. Visit the Trillium House in the back of the park between noon and 2 today or 10 to 2 on Friday. Tomorrow morning is the fun run for the kids at Sleeping Giant School. Tomorrow is a celebration at Russell's Auto to say thank you to past owners Phil and Terry. And hello to the new owners, Leo, Ron, and Brian. You can stop by Russell's Auto and say hello and have some good barbecue. It's homecoming week for the Moffat County Bulldogs. Today is Spirit Day for the kids. The grand opening of the newly remodeled gym is tonight, along with Lady Bulldog Volleyball, then a bonfire. All past and present Moffat County athletes and students are invited to the celebration tonight. The Sirocco Rams football team, they have a game tonight. They're at home against Vail Christian. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock in Oak Creek. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.